and they really are amazing people. Like that, they're from the township themselves, and they really do care about the people that they're helping. And like they told us the stories, you know, and it's really heartache. It's a real heartache, you know, for them, and it's very tough to see that. See what they've all been through.
Did it make you look? You're only back recently now, the last few weeks. But did it make you look at things differently when you came home?
Oh yeah, when I came back, I had a completely different look at the world, you know, and to see how lucky we all are with everything we have. And it's difficult because you see people and you know they take things for granted. But when you go on a trip like that, it really makes a difference.
What about you, Tiernan? You're looking at life differently, maybe. All the taps you have in the house,
all the taps,
the food and water we have.
Yeah, it's crazy when you go over there. The first thing, one of the things that really hit me, like, was that when I was over there, you know, you were going around to everyone in the township and there was not one person who didn't have a smile on their face, who wasn't happy, and you just see the utter pain and suffering they're going through, and they still have the time to smile, you know. And a lot of us over here, we're going through hard times ourselves here, but some of us still don't do that, even though we're not dying of AIDS and other diseases, you know. It's just, they're an inspiration, you know, and it's all because of the work of Sister Ethel Normile, that she's given them care.
Oh, you're spreading a bit of a cheer around Dennis now, are you?
Yeah.
At home in Clare Castle.
Hopefully.
Well, you're right. It's a good example. We should appreciate what we have. Would you go back?
Oh yeah, I really hope to go back as soon as possible. So yeah.
As soon as possible.
Yeah, as soon as possible.
Very good. And what about you, Keane?
Yes, definitely. It was such a fantastic experience. I'd have it again tomorrow if I could. So as soon as I can, I'll definitely be going back as well.
Very good. You're keen to help out and to work, you're willing to work to do more for
them there.
Ollie, they're great examples to hear from Keane and Tiernan, and I think it's what you experienced in 2008 as well.
Yeah, well, I suppose that the young lads brought a different dimension to what we were doing, you know. As adults, you go out and you have a task at hand. Sometimes you just focus in on it, but I think even the stories they'd be telling us from their perspective when they see things, it brings a different view of what goes on, and they can see it from, I suppose, young people's eyes as well. And it's got us to think as well, you know, maybe how we react in the future when we go out and what other projects we might get engaged with. There's one big project we'd like to start, but it'll take a bit of time and planning. It's a secondary school. They don't have a secondary school in the community. They have two primary schools now. We have one of them in Missionville, and there's one on the other end of the township. But the kids have to travel long distances out of the primary school to try and get access to secondary school. And see, a lot of them then don't go to secondary school because they're not capable of getting there.
Right.
So we're hoping to see over the next couple of years, can we get ourselves organised around with the local community and the government there to see, can we get a secondary school? And I suppose that's Sister Ethel's one last piece of her jigsaw to put in place,
okay,
and we'll try and help her with that.
Education is going to be key to helping people out of these situations, I suppose, as well. It sounds like a good idea to have brought along younger people as well for maybe keeping this work going into the future.
Well, there's an element to that, but I think really, I brought my sons have come out now, they're older than the lads, you know, and they've experienced, let's say, in different ways. They're young adults in their early 20s and stuff like that. But I suppose the thing is to try and spread the message, and just people to understand, you know, that when, as I say, when we're at home here in Ireland and we're complaining about things like that, there are people a lot worse off, and the people out there, as I said, they have smiles and they have hope. I think the one thing Ethel has given them is given them a bit of hope, and if we can get them the sickness is an issue that has to be addressed, and it's been addressed, and she's put a lot of work into that. I think once the education attainment is there, the university, if you look at it, it's only about 500 metres away from the township. You know, so there's kids looking out, see this massive building up in the hill, a university, and they don't even know what it is, some of them, you know. So we're hoping at some stage, maybe in the next 10 years, that some of the kids may be able to go on to university, some go on to trades, you know, and start bringing back money into the community, and maybe bring leaders into the community as well, so that, you know, it'll become self-sustaining.
Okay, well done in your continued work. It's going to happen again next year, is it, or what?
Well, yes, we've committed to it, and I suppose from her point of view as well, it's a boost to her because she's out there on her own working, you know. I know she's working in different culture with different people, but she's an Irish nun inside an area where she's the only Irish person. So I think once a year when we come out to her, it kind of reinvigorates her to some degree, and I suppose us as well. So we will be going out every January, and we have a project planned again for next year, yeah.
Okay, well, continued success to everyone involved in Mission Vale Ireland and in helping the work of Sister Ethel Normoyle. And it sounds like you have two recruits that will be going along again in future. And sound advice, Tiernan and Keane, we have a lot in Ireland to be thankful for. Have you been telling everyone in school about this and maybe to cheer up a bit or stop wasting things? Or?
Yeah, I suppose, yeah. Some people.
Right, we'll keep on telling them anyway, and hopefully give us a new outlook on life here too. If you want to find out more about the work of Sister Ethel Normoyle, you can find out more on RT's Nationwide programme at 7 o'clock this evening. Thanks very much for joining us. Ollie O'Loughlin, Chairperson of Mission Vale Ireland. Thanks to Tiernan McDermott and Cian Moran as well from St Flannan's College in Ennis. Keep your calls and comments coming to us back very shortly.
Clare FM's Morning Focus. It's what people in Clare are talking about.